this bill requires that intelligence analysts within the TSA share information with transportation centers. It's interesting to note that there are about 2 million people that fly each day. There are over 5 million people that ride the subways each day in New York City. So we have put in place through TSA a very elaborate system. We all go through those metal detectors and those secondary searches, and we've put a lot of focus on the airlines for good reason. But we have neglected the mass transit component, generally speaking, and this would now require that TSA would share information at the various fusion centers around the country, intelligence they may have that would relate to mass transit.
So how would this work? How would the federal law enforcement officers work with the locals?
Well, the fusion centers are the components that we have around the country that work with the locals. They are charged with the responsibility of communicating to local law enforcement any intelligence that the federal government has. And this would create an opportunity for individuals to be outposted at various fusion centers to provide this intelligence to local mass transit operators about any issues that may exist or intelligence they may have. It's important to note that the most recent attacks have happened on mass transit operations. They've happened in Madrid. They've happened in England. And there was a foiled attempt, as we all know, in New York City. So it's really very critical that we create a network where that kind of information is shared with mass transit operators like it is shared with the airlines.
So in effect, the fusion centers, which exist in the states, then would have a new data feed coming from TSA. Is that how you envision it?
Yes, exactly.
And what is TSA, what's their reaction? Have you talked to them about it? Are they in favor of doing this, or do they have the means to do it right now?
Well, the bill actually has passed out of the House, so it would not have passed out of the House if it didn't have the support of TSA. So it doesn't have any additional costs, so it hasn't been scored by the Congressional Budget Office as having additional costs. So it's just a common sense approach to an issue that is truly very important. When Osama bin Laden's compound was raided, and we took all of his information and data and intelligence, it was clear that his intention was to attack on the anniversary of 9/11 and to do so with some kind of a transit attack. So the writing is on the wall. We need to be better prepared than we are right now.
We're speaking with Representative Jackie Speier of California, and of course your district includes the Bay Area. I imagine the BART officials out there probably helped you inform the way this bill was written in the first place.
Well, they were delighted to hear that the bill existed, and Caltrain, which is another component of a mass transit program we have out there, would benefit from this information as well.
If it becomes law, would we see more, say, federal law enforcement officers on our subways and buses, or would they be taking more of an analyst role?
It's more of an analyst role at this point, and I think that would be an assessment that would be made by TSA as they evaluated the threat likelihood and the elevation of a threat.
You pointed out just a few minutes ago that there have been major terrorist attacks on public transit in other countries. Do you think that we've just been lucky here at home?
Well, remember, there was an attempt made in New York City in the subway system, and it was foiled. They were in the process of pursuing that. So I think we have to be vigilant, and this will give our major operators around the country the ability to have access to information that will be critical to their functions.
And while we're talking about some aspect of TSA operations, there is some move afoot, at least by some members of Congress, to try to maybe reduce the number of agents that come in contact with the public directly, that is, outsource that aspect, and put TSA, the remaining manpower, in more of an analytical mode. Do you see that as something you favor or never happens or what?
I really don't think that there's a likelihood of that happening. the existence of TSA, while it is fairly new, is robust. No one likes to have to go through security lines at airports, but I think that the personnel has been properly trained. They are much more thoughtful and considerate when they are doing the pat-down searches. I mean, I'm often patted down, believe it or not, because I carry two bullets inside me from a situation many years ago. So I'm very familiar with TSA personnel, and I think that they have truly improved their interaction with the public in probably the last 6 months to a year.